Hello and welcome to the April 18th episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today, as always, by two members of our podcast team.
Kate Ryan.
And David Wolbrecht.
As well as our very special guest, Katie Hogan.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Welcome, Katie. We're excited to hear all about our new interactive.
That's right.
Tree permit guide.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, here are some of the topics we're talking about this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few announcements, including an upcoming Guns for Gift Cards exchange, Recycle Right at our next recycling event, and a few more remaining available spots for the upcoming CERT class.
Good to know.
Plus, ways to practice safety this National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, a recap of this week's council meeting, and appreciating our public safety telecommunicators.
We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But first, everyone, our big story of the week. The Kirkland Police Department has returned the stolen French bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
Safely back to their family. This is a heartwarming story.
Absolutely.
The three French bulldogs, David.
Sox, Fancy, and John Paul.
John Paul.
Yeah. So, unfortunately and sadly, were kidnapped when a suspect stole the van the dogs were in.
Ooh.
So this happened about a week and a half ago. Two out of the three dogs had actually just gone through surgery and needed some medications as part of their recovery. So,
and they are adorable.
They are adorable.
what a scary situation.
It's gosh. So scary. And yeah, just heartbreaking.
But
yeah, within a week, Kirkland Police Department was able to find the dogs, and they found them in good health, luckily, and reunited them with their family.
Bravo.
Oh, that's really great news.
KPD.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so
swooping into the rescue.
Yes. The case is still under investigation, so we can't really release much more information at this time, but there's a bit more in the news story in the show notes.
It's always wonderful to give a happy ending.
Absolutely.
Yes. And speaking of our amazing police department, it is time again for their next Guns for Gift Card exchange, and that's happening on April 27th, Kate.
That's right. Yeah, the Kirkland Justice Center. If there's a firearm you've been meaning to get rid of, this is a great opportunity. You come to the Kirkland Justice Center, trade in any guns that you don't want for a Visa gift card.
Good deal.
Yeah, so residents are asked to stay in their car, store unloaded firearms in the trunks or backseat, and out of arm's reach. An officer will look for proof of residency. This is intended for Kirkland residents.
Yeah.
And will remove the gun from your car after that. Identities will be anonymous. There's no logging of information, anything like that. So
there are cameras down at the police.
It's the Justice Center, so there's some like security cameras. So more info in the show notes there about how to participate.
So this is a great opportunity and a really popular program.
It really is. Yeah.
So, and a reminder from our police department: distracted driving isn't just risky; it can be deadly for every driver, passenger, pedestrian, or cyclist. So please. Mm. Take note.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not worth the risk. At least 8 people lose their lives every day from distracted driving.
Oh, man.
That's just
not acceptable.
Yeah. It's 8 too many.
Yep. So remember, folks, if something requires your hands, your eyes, or your attention, that's distraction.
Okay.
Don't drive distracted.
And the last meeting of the Kirkland City Council was on Tuesday, April 16th. And here's what happened. On the business agenda, the council adopted the official statement of the city regarding international conflicts. The council reviewed the sustainability strategic plan, this 3-year report card, and provided feedback to staff.
And I would note that David Barnes, who's our senior planner, who's kind of shepherding this sustainable strategic plan, he did have quite the fan club that was there for the presentation. It was pretty heartwarming to see.
And well-deserved.
Absolutely.
Well-deserved.
Also, council provided feedback on our upcoming biennial community survey.
Yep. And on the study session, the council covered the new coordinated response to homelessness initiative.
That was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As well as a resolution declaring our commitment to addressing this generational issue of homelessness.
Yes.
They also received an update on the Regional Coalition for Housing's strategic plan.
Mm-hmm. And council meetings are streamed live on the city's YouTube channels, Facebook page, and city's website.
Yes. So always tune in. So 911 dispatchers are the unsung heroes on the other side of the phone when we call for an emergency help.
Absolutely.
And we do very sincerely want to thank them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So the second week of April is designated as National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week.
Very deserved.
If you want to thank them, you can do a few things. You can send a thank you note to a call center. You can add a leaf to the 911 Tree of Life.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then, or celebrate them on social with a few hashtags like thank you 911.
Awesome. Or hashtag NPSTW.
So the celebration goes through April 20th, and I just can't imagine doing their job.
You have to kind of see it in action. It's like they have so many screens, and there's just so much going on at one time.
I got to tour our local call center, and it's incredible. And just the stress and, I don't know, the responsibility they have, it's beyond me.
They're so really
exceptional. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the work they do.
Yeah.
So the City of Kirkland is hosting a spring recycling collection event on Saturday, May 11th, the merry month of May. This is kind of a rite of passage.
Yeah, it's a beloved community event. It's a good time to get rid of those hard to recycle items.
The new season.
Yeah, good spring cleaning. Yeah, so we're talking old barbecues. We're talking microwaves, even some other household appliances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are tricky to get rid of. Some items do have a fee attached, and be mindful that this is a cash only event.
Okay. Yeah.
So can you check? So you have to, like, if you're going to have to pay,
yeah,
then you can kind of go somewhere to check to see how much that might be.
Yes, we will have the event link in the show notes.
Great stuff. So staying calm in an emergency can be hard.
Yes.
But our community emergency response training, a.k.a.
CERT,
helps prepare you for those scary moments.
Very nice. Yeah. We have an upcoming CERT. It's coming up here very soon. Registration closes Friday, April 19th for that. You can learn new skills like disaster first aid, fire suppression, utility safety, personal preparedness, and rescue techniques.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, they cover a lot of stuff.
And these classes look like such fun. I mean, there's always this sense of collegiality, you know?
Oh, big time.
It's like these CERT classes community. Become their own community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a wonderful way to be safe and contribute to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Indeed. So next up, we have a few, of course, upcoming events for you to check out, starting with the Blood Drive on April 23rd and 24th at City Hall in our very own Peter Kirk Community Room.
Yeah. And also the library has some events going on. There's a Lego block party in which they describe the library provides the toys and you provide the imagination.
It's kind of like me with the finance department.
They provide
the spreadsheet.
You provide the
imagination. I provide the imagination.
Yeah. There you go.
Lego spreadsheets.
And we still manage a AAA bond rating.
Hey, there you go.
Yes.
Also, libraries are offering reading buddies online. So this is where volunteers will help students practice reading out loud, which is just such a very helpful thing for education and for literacy.
Wonderful stuff. And that brings us to our 5 over 5.
Oh,
we've renamed the segment.
Oh, okay.
Rebranding.
Yeah, I like it.
Because I think we need to like have some resemblance to reality.
Yes. Well, that's good. It's only taken us, six, 9 months, something like that. So
we're moving the disclaimer out, and we're just going to go ahead and say that's 5 questions in very likely over 5 minutes.
It's great.
Very good.
With a very special guest, and today's guest is Katie Hogan. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, we are very excited to have you here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, you're an environmental program coordinator. Tell us what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's essentially the urban forester for the city. So my main role is to, shepherding the trees, right? I collaborate with different departments on tree preservation efforts citywide. And so a big part of that is helping to implement the functional plans that City Council has adopted to preserve and enhance our urban forest.
Now, first off, you do a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Let's just get the obvious out of the way.
Yes.
Now, we talk a lot about our parks and the beautiful waterfront, but I would say right up there, absolutely.
Trees.
Trees. I mean, we're kind of known as a tree city, wouldn't you say? Like
our
beautiful canopy.
We are, in fact, a tree city, USA.
We are a tree city.
21 years now.
Technical, yes.
We are literally a tree city.
All right.
And I think it's really part of kind of the ethos of the community. It's something we very much identify with as a community.
For sure.
Our trees.
Yep.
When you say shepherd of the trees, I just can't help but think of Lord of the Rings and the Ents.
The Ents.
But anyway,
we often have.
If only they could talk.
Yeah, totally.
I wonder what our trees would tell us.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, that's philosophical.
So, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, Katie, we're going to talk, being the steward of trees is wonderful and super important. And we're going to get to all that. But before we do, a couple of quick questions because we want to get to know you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you come to work at the city?
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a winding road
to get to where.
Yes, path through the forest.
Oh, nice.
Densely forested. I generally always knew that I wanted to be in the environmental field, but when I graduated from UW in 2012, it was a bit of a dreary job market.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And so I decided to take a couple of years to really hone my ecology skills, which allowed me to travel to many different beautiful forests.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Oh, like where? Mm.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to work in Yosemite National Park.
Oh, really?
Down in California. Wow. Yes, amongst some big trees, mm-hmm. just absolutely beautiful. I can't believe that was my office. It's hard to believe.
Gosh.
Yes. Yeah. Utah, so okay. High bristlecone pine forest, you know, 12,000 foot elevation.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Beautiful stars.
What were you doing?
So I was doing very detailed forest research. So essentially these big plots where you go, you map out everything that exists in these forests, and you study what's causing the forest to decline.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Oh, fascinating.
Which trees are dying, which species exist, and it really helps understand forest dynamics and shifts in forests over time.
So were you with a group of peers doing the work?
I was, yeah. I was through Utah State University,
oh, wow.
Forest Service, Oregon State University, kind of jumped
Fantastic.
Around. Yeah.
So were you staying out in the park?
I was camping mostly.
Camping. Wow.
Yes.
What a cool job.
Yeah. Until it got a little too cold in the fall.
Gosh, okay.
Then they'd put us in some housing. And,
so you're quite literally writing your reports under the stars.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Wow.
Just saying.
Hey.
Yeah. For all those folks out there looking, you know, for a career path.
Yes. I'd highly recommend it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially for new college grads.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Okay. So then what's next?
Yeah. So, you know, after working some seasonal jobs, I was ready to move back to the city, have a warm shower.
Yeah.
Yes. Some civilization.
Yeah. A little civilization.
Yeah. And I kind of fell into arboriculture and ended up doing that for about 7 years, doing consulting as an arborist and thought that I might get into research in academia. But once I discovered arboriculture, I just really never looked back.
Yeah.
And then
I do have to say, as an aside, you have very much a professorial.
Yes.
Professorial.
Yeah, that.
Nailed it.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I work
yeah.
in communications.
Yes. And around 2020, I would say, kind of during the pandemic, I was doing quite a bit of reflecting, and I realized that I was really having a hard time being able to change and influence how tree preservation was happening. And so I realized that I needed to be able to change things from the inside out. And to do that, you really need to work for a government agency or somebody that...
Can we just capture that and put it as a promo?
Gosh, yes. If only we were recording this conversation.
Katie,
if
that's only. Just wonderful.
Yeah,
purpose-driven work, City of Kirkland.
Yeah. Yeah, and so then fast forward to 2021, so about 3 years ago, I got hired on as the city's development review arborist and then eventually transitioned into my current role.
Wow,
awesome.
We're so grateful that you came here.
That's a cool story.
That's a great story.
Mm-hmm. So very lucky.
Very lucky. We're very lucky. So do you have a favorite thing about the city?
I do. Many favorite things, yes. But I will say I think what has resonated the most with me about the city of Kirkland as a community, is just how thoughtful it is.
Mm.
You know, I genuinely am proud to work for and in a city that is at the cutting edge of planning practices, from housing initiatives to the services that we provide, and, you know, getting all of that done, but not also sacrificing our green spaces and our green infrastructure. That's really important. So just put so much thought into everything that we do.
Well, thank you for that. I really share that opinion. And I think it's a really interesting point too, because so much of what we do in government is kind of managing tensions, right? It's, we want to preserve our trees and have lush forests and be stewards of the environment, but we also need space for housing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, yeah. And I think being able to kind of educate people on the importance of trees, of green spaces, and that you can have both. You can, and it really adds value to housing as well.
That's
to,
right,
to keep those trees around.
So thoughtfulness is kind of a mission critical element to our work. So I agree with you, and I thank you, because I do think that's something we do have at the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Katie, you're here to talk about the interactive tree permit guide. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So just to kind of back up a little bit, when we kicked off our big code amendment project, our tree code amendment, back in 2017, hard to believe, that was quite a few years ago now.
Jeez.
Yeah. And we put out a public survey at that time, and the results of that survey, it showed that a lot of residents, community members, they didn't know that we had tree code regulations. Mm. And so at that point, we realized we needed to put a sort of effort into public education around trees in general. And that has allowed us to, you know, really ramp up the resources that we have online. And I'm excited about this interactive tree permitting guide because it takes a complex code and really boils it down to make it user-friendly so that anybody can understand it and understand how it applies to their specific property.
Yeah, and coming from you to say that, how many times did you come before the council?
I think it must have been maybe around six times or so,
And you were so amazing, and the council was amazing. I mean, there was such thoughtful discussion as we, there's the word of the day, thoughtful, right? We worked through all these tensions. There was a lot of complexity there. You know, it was an iterative process to go through.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuances when it comes to trees. There's a lot to consider. They're living organisms. You know, it's very different than building a home. It's every situation can be different.
Yeah, and a couple of shows ago, we kind of learned like they're like their own World Wide Web.
Wood Wide Web.
Yes. Correct. That's right.
And so what sort of questions does the guide answer for our residents?
Yeah, so the guide is really focused around if a resident would like to remove a tree on their property, it will guide them through which process they need to take. So depending on whether there's critical areas, for instance, on your property, that process looks a little bit different than if you don't have critical areas. So it will ask a series of questions and guide you through how to find that information, and then it'll produce the type of permit that you need to submit to the city.
I actually did it this morning.
Oh, great.
Katie, A plus.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
It was just so simple.
Speaking of professorial, we got a grade in here.
Thank you, professor. It was just so simple to do, and there's just so much complexity behind it, but it's just this series of very straightforward questions. Now, I do have a question. Like, if when it asks, are you on a wetland, if somebody doesn't know that, is there a resource for them to go find that?
Great question. So right now, the best thing to do would be to you can call the front counter in the planning and building department. But we are coming out with a video series that will walk people through step by step how to use Kirkland Maps, which is our online GIS portal, so they can find that information out themselves.
Wow.
Kind of a self-serve.
So you could take the long road and watch all the council meetings and presentations on the tree code.
Right.
For some. Yeah. Or you could just type in the Google search, City of Kirkland, Interactive Tree Permit Guide, and answer a few questions.
That's right, yes. And on that note, I'd recommend taking a look at our trees webpage in general.
Yes,
there's
it's
just
really good.
Lots of great information on there. And we always have staff available to answer questions as well.
Is that something you do? You work on that information in the site?
Yeah, so I work
really
on...
Good.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. Put a lot of love into that site.
KirklandWA.gov/trees.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
So I think there's a quote from Oliver Wendell Holmes, the very famous jurist, where he said, there's a quote about the power of simplicity, but simplicity on the far side of complexity. Like not just something simple, but something simple made from complexity. So you do all the hard work and then you just turn it into really effective communication. And I think we're going to give the Oliver Wendell Holmes Award
to Katie?
Katie Hogan.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
I am honored.
Wow. This is the inaugural. Okay.
Yeah, I will have to give a quick shout out to the planning and building department too. We've had so much collaborative effort on our tree resources and could not have done it without all of the great staff.
We'll make sure the department name is on the plaque.
Okay,
department name has to be on that one.
Don't worry about it.
You know, I call you guys the think tank, basically.
That is true. You need to get a counter planner on the podcast. Yes, they have a fascinating job.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Gauntlet thrown.
Gauntlet thrown.
No, I'm just joking. All right. Well, Katie, last question. Do you have a favorite movie, book, or show? What are you reading, consuming, watching, listening?
Yeah. Doing? So I wish I had a more fun answer for this right now.
Good intro. Okay.
Yeah.
Bated breath.
Yes.
But I am currently studying for what's called the Board Certified Master Arborist Exam. So I'm pretty consumed with just absorbing any information to, that will help me study for that right now.
Like textbooks?
Textbooks, yes. There's essentially a reading list of different textbooks that they recommend.
God. AKA my comment about Professor.
Right?
Yeah. Come on. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Although I do love fiction and fantasy, so I wish I was reading that. Okay. But I'm looking forward to being done with the exam.
So we're, Katie, we shouldn't be looking for those texts on Netflix.
You will not find them. Right. Yes.
But it's endearing to hear you say that. Wow. And it's a bit of a common thread with our guests. Like everybody, even in their personal lives, it seems so deeply into the subject matter that they do professionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like their vocation.
Their vocation, yeah. So that's very wonderful here. Thank you so much, Katie.
That was absolutely great.
Yeah. So will you stick around for our pop quiz, our multiple choice trivia?
Yes, especially since it's multiple choice. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes, and they are interesting options. One of these answers stands tall in the forest.
Oh. Okay.
While the others simply don't take root.
Ooh.
Meaning we just made them up.
Okay.
So option A, Hawaii and Alaska celebrate Arbor Day almost 6 months apart from each other, with Hawaii's recognition landing in November and Alaska's recognition landing in the merry month of May.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. I mean, they're in different time zones, but
Alaska and Hawaii, option A.
Hmm.
Option B, the very first Arbor Day proclamation was issued by President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt. In 1921.
I think he was a pretty renowned environmentalist.
Teddy loved the environment.
Yes. So, okay.
Yep.
Front runner.
Front runner. That's option B. Option C, the America's national tree, the Quercus independentia.
Okay.
Great pronunciation.
Yes. Thank you for that. Also known as the red, white, and blue oak.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Well, it had Latin in there, so...
So it's got to be true.
America's national tree, the Quercus independentia. Huh.
Also known as the red, white, and blue
red,
oak.
Red, white, and blue oak.
I haven't really heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm 99% sure it's not option C.
Okay.
Well, from our studying to be super certified arbourist, I'm going to agree with
Process of elimination. Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna work backwards.
Perhaps we'll move on.
Teddy? Is it the Teddy or is it
so
the Arbor Day?
A and B are both interesting. I could see A being correct because Alaska likely would celebrate during a time they can actually plant trees, which would be maybe May.
Okay.
But B... I'm really leaning toward that one, although I don't know that Arbor Day was a thing that long ago.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I want to say that was maybe kind of mid-1950s that Arbor Day, or maybe a little before that. So I'm going to really go with the wild card and go with option A.
Ooh, okay. All right.
So we're looking into even, are we like just overly motivated by the fact that Teddy was such an environmentalist? I think perhaps Katie has discovered the answer.
Oh,
yay.
Yeah.
The answer is A.
Okay.
Due to different.
I think I'm going to pass my test.
Due to different planting seasons, Hawaii celebrates Arbor Day on the last Friday of November, while Alaska celebrates it on the third Monday of May.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, interestingly, did you know that the first observed Arbor Day was in fact in 1872?
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's earlier than I thought.
Yeah. Well, and so that was with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska. Wow. That's a lot of trees.
Impressive.
And in fact, the official tree of the United States is the oak. Although I don't think the oak subspecies independentia is a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing in the creative mind of our writers.
Yes. Right. The classic red, white, and blue oak.
Oak, yes.
Well, if you discover a tree species, now you know what your name is.
That's right. We have it in the bullpen.
Heard it here first.
Thank you, Katie, for being on the podcast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Well, we loved having you.
Yeah. Don't forget to register for the recycling collection event.
Yes, that will be fun. And that does it for this week. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Special thanks to Anthony Girardi, Victor Durantes for their behind-the-scenes magic.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
Our next episode is April 25th. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.